Joined now by ILX Women's Coach Ashley Martin after her win against Ellsworth 88-65. Coach, how are you doing today?
Feeling pretty good, you know, really proud of our girls. You know, we finished out the regular season today. I think we finished out, 8-11 on the year, and we lost one game, you know, due to NIAC with COVID protocols on their end. But, you know, we, on our part, we executed, you know, our kids to score 88 points. That's a huge momentum for us as we move into tournament play and go down to play at Southwestern. That's going to be huge for us. We've struggled shooting it a little bit lately on the offensive end, and so I hope that we got some confidence today and got that ball rolling and ball moving from side to side. So I think we've built some good momentum as we head into tournament play here starting on Tuesday.
Yeah, looking at this game, really couldn't do too much playoff seeding wise. You knew where you were going heading into this game. So did Ellsworth. So it was just kind of a tune-up game, if you will. And Ellsworth, a team that is kind of struggling this year, but they did give you fits at times because you guys did struggle with turnovers.
Yeah, we did. We turned it over too much, you know, and I thought we got lackadaisical on the defensive end a little bit. So, you know, they did. They gave us a good battle, and Molly's done a great job at Ellsworth. I mean, they've come a long way from when they started. I remember when she came into our gym their first year, they had five players. So they're improving, and, man, I know how hard it is and tough to recruit. So they gave us a good battle, you know, and it was something that we needed because, like you said, you know, today we already kind of really knew where we stood with standing. So today was just about us and really wanted to see some growth on the offensive end, and I think we saw that today. So I think that's something that we're going to, you know, build on with some momentum as we head into Tuesday with our first-round tournament game.
Yeah, and then looking at it now, it resets, and the way the women decided to seed things is there's two separate regional tournaments. Everyone's two wins away from the national tournament right now. So what are you kind of looking for heading into Tuesday? What is between now and Tuesday look like?
You know, I think, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a rest day for us, rest our legs, but Monday's going to be, you know, a little bit about us and a little bit about Southwestern, you know, and right now it's, you know, I told them in the locker room, it's a new season. Postseason's a new season, just like we've seen on the men's and women's side in the NCAA tournament. There's been some upsets, and, you know, we're a 0-0 now, you know, and anything can happen, and it'd be huge momentum for us with the all-freshman team to go into SWIC and get a first-round tournament win. I think every year that's been our goal since I've took over here at Iowa Lakes is to get a first-round tournament win and to continue to build this thing. And so that's really going to be our goal, is to go in there and just compete hard and, you know, just continue to grow and get better and build some momentum with all these freshmen for next year as we continue to build this thing. So excited to see them compete in a tournament game, you know, with all freshmen. And these guys have grown a lot, you know, and I tell them all the time, it's like, ladies, you're not freshmen now. You know, you've played a lot of games. You played 19 games. It's, you know, you're sophomores by now.
So regular season comes to an end, 8-11 record. What would you kind of just say to summarize the season?
You know, really proud of these kids. Honestly, I love these kids to death. I think our record, you know, isn't as good as what I think we were. Honestly, I think we were just freshmen. We lost some kids early that hurt us. But overall, I can't say enough good things about it. I wouldn't have traded this group for anything. One of the best groups I've had in coaching as an assistant or a head coach, you know, to go through COVID with them, I could not have asked for a better group. They're coachable. They're bought in. They just love the game. They want to play. And so really proud of them, and just want to – I want to enjoy every second I have with them down the stretch and just continue to get better every day.
Any final thoughts?
Just thank you for all you guys do coming out to games and all the interviews you've done with us. I really appreciate the support that you guys have given, and just excited to finish this thing out strong with these young women.
Yeah, best of luck on Tuesday as you travel to SWIC.
Thanks so much, Tim.
That was Iowa Lakes Women's Head Basketball Coach Ashley Martin. Her team picks up the win 88-65 over Ellsworth.